July 22, the seal of God and the mark of the beast. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Isaiah 8:16. The living righteous will receive the seal of God prior to the close of probation. The sign or seal of God is revealed in the observance of the seventh-day Sabbath, the Lord's memorial of creation. The mark of the beast is the opposite of this, the observance of the first day of the week. Sunday keeping is not yet the mark of the beast and will not be until the decree goes forth causing men to worship this idle Sabbath. The time will come when this day will be the test, but that time has not yet come. No one has yet received the mark of the beast. The testing time has not yet come. There are true Christians in every church not accepting the Roman Catholic Communion. None are condemned until they have had the light and have seen the obligation of the fourth commandment. But when the decree shall go forth enforcing the counterfeit Sabbath, and the loud cry of the third angel shall warn men against the worship of the beast and his image, the line will be clearly drawn between the false and the true. Then those who still continue in transgression will receive the mark of the beast. If the light of truth has been presented to you, revealing the Sabbath of the fourth commandment and showing that there's no foundation in the Word of God for Sunday observance, and yet you still cling to the false Sabbath, refusing to keep holy the Sabbath which God calls my holy day, you receive the mark of the beast. When does this take place? When you obey the decree that commands you to cease from labor on Sunday and worship God, while you know that there is not a word in the Bible showing Sunday to be other than a common working day. You consent to receive the mark of the beast and refuse the seal of God. In a little while, everyone who is a child of God will have his seal placed upon him. Oh, that it may be placed upon our foreheads. Who can endure the thought of being passed by when the angel goes forth to seal the servants of God in their foreheads?